The answers are not up to you. Any limit you place on them interferes with hearing. God's voice is silent and speaks in silence. That means that you do not phrase the question and you do not restrict the answer. Now that's very clear. God's voice is silent and speaks in silence. That, again, that's what Helen heard. She heard the silence. She heard the silence between the notes. She heard the music beyond the notes. She heard the forgotten song that has no words, that is silent. And then her mind translated that silence into words and concepts that the world can accept. We all do the same thing. That's what that passage in the manual meant. We either choose to hear love or fear. And if I choose love, then I will experience that love in a form I can accept. And so what this course teaches us is a form we can accept. Love in this world is forgiveness. I forgive you for what you haven't done. You and I are still the same. On the other hand, if I want fear, that's the experience of my heart that I want. That's what I will experience in the world. And I will see the world as a way of reinforcing fear, reinforcing separation, reinforcing any aspect of the ego thought system, any aspect of specialness. So what Jesus is saying, the answer is not up to you. The answer is the vastness of the ocean. The answer is the grandeur of my love. And any limit you place on that will interfere with your hearing. And then you think God's voice is speaking to you in words, telling you what to do, where to go, etc. But that's because you held up a thimble and dipped that into the ocean.